Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 84th verse of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون.
Whoever comes on the day of judgment with a good deed will have better than it, and whoever comes with an evil deed, then those who did evil deeds will not be recompensed except as much as what they used to do.
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, in the previous episode, we said that we are looking at the closing section of this Surah Qasas, and this is another section, and from the 83rd verse, another section of the chapter actually begins. The previous verse was about a kind of conclusion, a concluding statement for the story of Qarun, and after mentioning this fact, that the good abode of hereafter and its bounties are specific to the humble people, to the ones who are not seeking self-superiority in the worlds, and actually that the abode of hereafter is for the pious ones, for the truth seekers. In this verse, the Holy Quran refers to stating a general law, which is a kind of a complex of justice and favor concerning both reward and retribution. So the verse says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So the translation of the verse is rather understandable. Whoever brings good, he shall have reward better than it. And whoever brings evil, then those who commit misdeeds shall not be requited except for what they used to do. So this is the stage of favor or kindness. That is, Almighty Allah is not illiterate, and as some people are, that they try to pay the wage of reward of someone so just and exact in order to observe justice. But sometimes He subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reward of a deed tenfold and sometimes 100-fold out of His unending grace. And there is no injustice in that. Because in favors, there is not a question of justice or not justice. And at least He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, pays tenfold of it, as Surah An'am it mentioned. And whoever brings a good deed, he shall have 10 times its like. and only Allah knows its maximum, part of which concerning the payment of the alms tax in the way of Allah is mentioned in Surah Baqarah. Anyway, let's have a break and we'll be back with the rest of our discussion.
ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون.
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we said that the previous episode and the previous verse was actually discussing the fact that the abode of hereafter is only for those who do not want to exult in the earth and do not want to consider themselves better than the others. Now, the Holy Quran actually announces that this stage of divine justice is mentioned because according to the verses of the Holy Quran, they will not be punished more than they have done, even as an atom. So that's why the next part of this verse says that وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And whoever brings evil, those who commit misdeeds shall not be requited except for what they used to do. This is the stage of divine justice. This is what we're discussing. Because according to the verses of the Holy Quran, they will not be receiving more than punishment that they deserve. So, and it is interesting that it implies that their own deeds are their retribution. The Almighty Allah does not say that we'll bring something for their retribution. No. It's discussing the very fact that every simple action, every simple, apparently simple behavior in this world has a fact behind it, has a reality behind it, the reality of which will be uncovered in the day of hereafter. So, their deed, according to the law of permanence of being in the world of existence, the effect of which remains in this world, whether inside of the soul or outside of it, and on the day of hereafter, which is the day of manifestation of what is hidden, their deeds will be depicted in the most appropriate form, and they will be accompanied by their actions. The sinners will be accompanied with their actions, and as a result, they will be tortured, and vice versa. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry.